This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, so we've got a big lineup tonight. We've got Carol Markowitz joining us. Well, kind of in the second hour in the ladies' lounge. Go ahead, shame her body, she says. But we've also got a bunch of breaking news tonight that if you weren't paying attention to the news during the day today, we're going to bring you up to speed, including a Gitmo detainee that escaped, and we don't know where he is. It's all coming up tonight on Kevin McCullough. The Radio Night Live crew is in the house. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making us part of your Saturday night. I know you've got a lot of choices. I know you've got things that you could be doing with your time. The fact that you choose to hang out with me, hey, I am grateful for that. And so thanks for being here. Yes, we've got a number of breaking stories. In fact, they're breaking so quickly, I'm trying to do my best to stay on top of them. But the foremost important one is that we want to welcome a brand new station to the Kevin McCullough Radio Night Live family tonight, and that is AM 1280 WZXI in Lexington, Kentucky. And for those of you that are hanging with us in Lexington tonight, I just want to say thank you. I am so honored to have you here, to have you part of what we're doing, and I hope that you'll take part in the conversations. I hope that there will be an opportunity for you to come alongside and to engage in the discussion each week. What we really try to do here, what we really truly try to do every Saturday night, is to have some fun with the news of the week. We try to have some fun with what's going on, with what's being done in our world. But sometimes, friends, it's just not possible. Sometimes the news is just too hard. Sometimes it's just too tough. But we try as much as we can to have some fun with it. Now, on top of that, we try to instigate conversation that encourages you to think, and then as you think, participate in the conversation, thus enabling all of us to think a little more deeply. And sometimes the angles that you're going to come up with on stories are not the same that I'm going to come up with. Kevin McCullough, my name. So for those of you listening to us for the first time, or maybe just very early in places like Omaha, Nebraska, Orlando, Florida, on the FM side there, in Little Rock, Arkansas, which was just a couple of weeks ago, and now Lexington, Kentucky. We're like 4 for 4 in the last month, and I'm just so grateful for Adam Miller, for Genesis Communications, for everybody that is working so hard to continue to make the Radio Night Live experience so worthwhile for so many people. I just want to say thanks. It's just too good to have you. Now, let's get to the big board and talk about what we got coming up tonight, because we do. And for those of you listening by way of radio, sometimes I will refer to things on your screen or so forth. We are being simulcast in 46 million television households across the country on Biz Television. And I'm not exactly sure, but I think we may be coming to some cable households soon. We're in cable in a couple of places, but there's a major network that is expressing some interest, or at least I think that's the possibility. So I'll tell you more about that as we go along. But let's get to the big board, because up on the screen tonight we have what we've got going on. Now, the president, he was grouchy all week. I don't know why he was so grouchy, but man, was he grouchy. We will talk about his grouchiness and the impact it may have on whether or not we take terrorism more seriously. After all, it was just after we got off the air a week ago that the worst mass shooting incident in American history took place. And then it wasn't long after that that he started politicizing it all. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. Then there's a couple of breaking stories tonight. We had a detainee in Gitmo that has suddenly gone missing. Now, I thought, I really honestly thought this, friends. I thought this was true. I thought that we were only letting people go that we could keep track of where they were. I thought if we weren't able to keep track of where they were, we were going to not let them go. Because I thought if we let them go and didn't know where they were, then maybe they could come back and try to kill us again. Forgive me for being silly that way. Just my silly, logic. Anyway, so he's missing. He's in Uruguay. And guess what? He's in a neighboring country to what? Brazil. And guess what's going on in Brazil? That's what this story is all about. The Olympics. Today, major news story across the globe, Brazil may be broke. And if they're broke, they may not be able to supply the security that most of us would probably like to see the Olympic athletes be provided with. So let's just do the math here. You have a guy who was released from Gitmo, who disappeared while in Uruguay. And while in Uruguay, he disappeared, maybe entered Brazil illegally. Brazilian authorities are saying he might accidentally be illegally in Brazil and not in Uruguay. But if he was in Uruguay and we still didn't know who he was, he could come into Brazil illegally at some point in the near future. So you have a terrorist who was in Gitmo that we let go. We said, okay, I hope you play nice. And now we've lost him. We honestly don't have any idea where he is. And the Olympics are now saying, the city that is hosting the Olympics is saying, no dinero. I don't know. We have no money. How we make security? I don't know. How are we going to do it? So a couple of simple questions tonight on these things. Should the U.S. send its Olympic team to the Olympics? If we cannot guarantee their security, if we cannot, with our partner in Brazil, work very heartily to ensure that they've got a safe and secure place, and how can you have a safe and secure place if the nation's broke? I'm just curious. Should we even be sending our athletes down there? I mean, given what we've seen just in the last few weeks, Paris, Brussels, San Bernardino, Orlando, do you think that the terrorists might be thinking that the Olympics in a broke state might be a soft target? We'll talk about this. 888-340-3373. Now, back to the big board. In the second hour, Carol Markowitz was scheduled to be with us. She is now unable to be with us, but she will be with us virtually. And what I mean by that is she has written this piece, Go Ahead and Shame My Body, and it's all about the mayor of London, who came out this week and said, no more bikini photos in the billboards. We're not going to have the bikinis on the billboards because it makes fat women feel bad. Now, here's another little key. The mayor of London is a Muslim. And so there are some that are saying, oh, well, he's trying to look out for the people that feel fat shamed by the Victoria's Secret's models that are on the billboards, and they're in their bikinis, and of course not every woman looks like that, so of course then they're going to feel bad because they're going to say, well, I don't look like that. And so the mayor of London saying, well, maybe we shouldn't have any bikinis on billboards anywhere because we don't want anybody to feel fat shamed. We don't want them to feel shamed about having a pound or two extra on their body. And what's interesting is in Carol's piece, the women of London started to address this. Some people that had a little more curve, little of this, little of that, they were posing in front of the bikini billboards saying, I like who I am. And they were in bikinis. And then there were some others that signed petitions to boycott the store that was doing whatever. I mean, I don't care, whatever they wanted to do. But at the end of the day, is it really something you want your bureaucrat deciding? Oh, well, we don't want to fat shame anybody. So as the mayor, I think I should just, avoid that possibility altogether and take down just disallow the billboards altogether. We'll get into that in hour two because it's a really interesting conversation. And I just honestly believe that there's things to discuss there. Okay, that's it. We don't have any guests. It's just going to be you and me the whole way tonight. We're going to talk phone calls the whole time, but we've got a lot to get to. And so I'm glad that you're here. Now, before we go any further, Nick, put up on the screen that pseudo thing. I was sitting, the lovely bride, wait, take that down for a second. Let me set the stage here. The lovely bride emails me on Friday and goes, I have the chance to go to the Met and look at the fashion exhibit that's up this year. And I was like, oh, geez. I started to glass over like, oh, okay. And she goes, can I go? I'm like, sure. She goes, that means you'll have all the kids on Saturday. I'm like, oh, okay. The day before Father's Day. Yeah, sure, babe, that's fine. That should be wonderful. No problem. So she goes and does the Met thing and has a great time today, but everything. But I'm sitting in the living room and I see this crawl across the cover of my couch. And it was for those of you that don't see it on your radio, it looks like the body of a tick, but it has the claws of a scorpion. And so I had to go look this up. And the picture that I'm showing on the TV screen is so magnified in. It's like the maximum. You actually see the threads in the sheet cover. Turns out it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be because it's only a pseudo-scorpion. I'll tell you what I found out about that when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, it's a busy night in New York. Thank you for being here. For those of you watching on Biz Television, thank you for your faithful viewership. For those of you listening on great radio stations like AM 970 The Answer in Louisville, Kentucky, thank you for being there. AM 1280 in Lexington, Kentucky, WZXI, our new affiliate tonight. So we're blanketing the major markets in Kentucky now. Thank you for being there. In Orlando, Florida, Omaha, Nebraska, Los Angeles, California, Little Rock, Arkansas, Portland, Oregon, wherever you may be joining us from, anywhere in some 300 cities across the country on radio and in 44 major markets with Biz TV. We are just grateful that you're there. And my phone line is open and you are invited to be part of the conversation. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And one new little thing we've got going tonight is we've got the video chat room going on the Facebook page. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, Kevin McCullough, you'll see there in the top entry that there's a video screen of our television feed. And if you type comments into the window there, then everybody's going to see them. We have another conversation off the air there as well. So I'm interested in your thoughts as we go through this. But I got to tell you, I'm a little disturbed by the stories tonight. We've got some really tough things to discuss. One of them is kind of a coming together of several stories that I think really point to significant trouble. They all tie into the biggest story of the week that we've had going on here in the United States over this last week. My phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Of course, what was the big story in America this week? It was terrorism. It was what happened just a little while after we got off the air a week ago. But late into Saturday night, early into Sunday morning, there was this massive shooting. We now know so much about the shooter. We know that he cased the joint. We know that he may have had gay tendencies. We know that he had been to the club on a regular basis. We know that his wife was kind of in on the plan. We know that he killed a bunch of people, and while people were huddling in the back waiting to be killed further, he started whipping out his cell phone and getting on Facebook and posting things and all kinds of other stuff. Basically, we know that he's scum of the earth. We know that he's a killer. We know that he's someone that pledged all of his allegiance to ISIS and somebody that they said they were very proud of. Then we saw the president come out in multiple occasions and lecture us about the problem of guns and homophobia and a whole bunch of stuff that really didn't have anything to do with him or this shooting. Kev, how can you say that? Well, he went to a gun store trying to buy thousands of rounds of ammo and body armor, and he got turned down because the gun store owners and the laws in the state of Florida were pretty acute, and they said, no, you don't really qualify for that. And then he jumps on a phone and starts speaking Arabic to somebody overseas, and they get so worried they call the FBI. Now, the FBI did precious little to do anything about it. Yeah, the FBI kind of farted around for a while. It was, you know, well, should we do anything about it? I don't know. It's just Florida, you know. And then he kills 49 people, injures another 53, and is loses his life, of course, in the process, which I don't care about. I'm, you know, okay with that. But here's the thing: at the end of the day, this was the dominant story all week long, and so now people should be paying attention. So when I see the configuration of stories today that are really just mind-blowing, an Olympic nightmare, the city of Rio declares financial disaster today. The acting governor of Rio de Janeiro, the state that it's in, has declared a state of financial disaster, so he has more leeway to manage the state's scarce resources outside of 2 months in hosting the Olympic Games. Francisco Dornelles, I think I said that right, announced on Friday that Rio's state government would change its budgetary priorities without disrespecting Brazil's fiscal laws. They're in a heap of financial trouble, and this guy wants to shuffle money around. And he needs to shuffle money from this pile to that pile to then cover his backside so that he's able to say, we've got it taken care of. Now here, simultaneous to this, we have Paris, Brussels, San Bernardino, and Orlando. All in the same period of time. You know, just since the beginning of the year. And then we have these Gitmo detainees that we've been letting loose. And there was one that we had released late last year. I think it was in November of 15. And all of a sudden, he gets lost. Now, one of the promises that we were told from our administration is that we won't lose these guys. We're going to let them go. We're going to shut down Gitmo. We're going to let them go. It's all going to be safe. But we're going to make sure that we get these guys out of Gitmo because we shouldn't be having to house them at Gitmo. But we'll keep track of them. We'll be very, very good to keep track of them. And so they send this guy to Uruguay. Uruguay. I don't know why Uruguay, but that was where they wanted to send this guy. So this guy goes to Uruguay. And evidently, while there in the last couple of weeks, he actually gets lost. He is lost. They don't know where he went. And there is a fear now by the Brazilian authorities that he may have penetrated Brazil's border illegally. Man, these themes seem to be redundant. So here this former terrorist, housed at Gitmo, one of the animals we had caged down there, is thought to be on the loose and is thought to be possibly in the state where the Olympics are going to take place. Now, why is that significant? Well, if they don't have money and they're not doing security very well, and all of a sudden you've got to deal with whether or not you're going to have security for the whole world and it's going to be ready to go, does that make any sense? So here's what I want to know, friend, and it's a very simple thing. Should we send our athletes to Rio regardless? Should we have them plan to be in the Olympics regardless of what the financial state or the security state can actually be proven to be? And do you think that the U.S. would do that? Or do you think that this government will roll the dice, take its chances, and just pray for a good outcome? I want to know your thoughts on this tonight. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. These are kids that have been working for a really long time to get where they want to be, and they're expecting to go and to participate and to have their races count and everything else. Are they ready? Are they ready for a security nightmare? You've got to be at least contemplating the outcomes if you're not already. And I want you to tell me what you think about this. I want to know what America thinks about this tonight. 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open. 888-340-3373. Should our Olympic athletes go, regardless of Rio's financial and security state, no matter what? 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, live from New York, there's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge if you're joining us by way of video or television, and TV, of course, Biz TV, coast to coast, grateful for their partnership. And if you're watching, if you want to, jump online on Facebook.com and not only watch the live feed, but then participate in the chat and the comments of the post. You can comment on the topics as well. 888-340-3373 if you'd like to get your voice on the air across America. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Here is my question. The city of Rio today is announcing that it's broke. And the people that are in charge there are saying, hey, we're going to have to shuffle money around and so forth to just pull off the games as we had planned. They seem to think this is not a very big deal. Given what we know about, I don't know, large events, I mean, the Paris attack by ISIS, the attempted effort there was to hit a soccer stadium. The concert halls that they hit both on the night of Paris and also on the night in Orlando, the nightclub. Lots of restaurants, nightclubs, etc. that they have used in some of these attacks. My question is very simple. Is it likely that we should perhaps reconsider America's involvement in the Olympics due to Rio's financial situation? Now, if Rio's not in good shape financially, my question then becomes, how do they supply sufficient security for the world to come and visit them? Because it's not just America. Everybody from all over the world will be coming, and there's going to be a lot of, quote, soft targets that ISIS could then easily target and make happen, and with very small numbers. I believe Paris was pulled off with, what, six people total, at least in the actual doing of it. Now, the planning and the reconnaissance and some of that stuff may have been more. But at the end of the day, what is the upside to us going in the event that there is a major flurry of activity by terrorists and the host country cannot guarantee absolute security? Absolute. There shouldn't be any question. In my opinion, if we're going to subject our athletes, our loved ones, those that have trained and worked so hard to do their best all these years to try to get there, I don't think that there's any room for people to sit there and go, we hope we've got it all nailed. So as you're watching tonight, as you're listening tonight, I want you to think about it, and then I want you to tell me what you think we should do. If Rio de Janeiro, as a city, is financially bankrupt or going that direction or very close to it, if it is in very trying, tumultuous financial circumstance, do you think that it makes sense for us to send, our boys and girls there to compete? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. Let's start in Pennsylvania, where Walt is watching Biz TV. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. Well, I heard Rush Limbaugh say this week that some FBI official said that they had standing orders from the White House to ignore suspicious activity at mosques, at these Muslim mosques. So I think the president is either wittingly or unwittingly using these incidents, these dastardly incidents, to gin up more public support for gun control. I think he's insidiously attempting to revive his old Fast and Furious, this fiasco he had with Eric Holder, where they were funneling the guns down to Mexico, down to the terrorists and the drug lords, and they got caught doing that. So now that with their open border policy, they're inviting the terrorists, up here to buy the guns.
Well, I'm not talking about guns tonight, Walt, but I'm interested in your thoughts about the security around the Olympics. Do you think that we should send our boys and girls if they are in some sort of compromised financial state?
Well, Obama says, if we alter our lifestyle, we start...
What do you think, Walt? I'm asking you, what do you think we should do?
Well, I guess, we should go. I mean, if the rest of the world's going,
And just hope for the best.
We shouldn't chicken out.
Okay, but then if we choose not to go and there's a major attack there, it would look pretty prescient. Thanks for the call, Walt. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Front page of the newspapers, they are in massive, dire financial crisis in Rio. and one of our Gitmo detainees may be in Brazil illegally now. Should we consider going to Rio? Kevin.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
See when you call. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. And we've had a little bit of technical difficulty tonight, but not too much. And those of you joining us on the Facebook live chat, thanks for being there. Those of you joining us by way of Biz TV, we are glad you're with us. And, of course, the 300-plus radio stations that we're on, 888-340-3373. The question tonight is a simple one. The Olympics are the host city for the Olympics are just complaining that they don't have enough money, And I think they're being genuine. I don't think anybody's lying about it. I think it's the real thing. But they are saying they don't have enough resources. And the first thing that goes through my head now, and maybe this is just because of the events of the last week, but the first thing that goes through my head now is, oh, well, if this is in the news, then everybody that's working for ISIS sees it, right? Because it's out there. It's in all the publications. It's everywhere that people need and go and get their news from. So at what level do we begin to say, is it wise for us to fully participate in this program if, in fact, what is going down is ISIS plotting for soft targets? Because there's a number of things that have happened here, friend. We released a Gitmo detainee, and remember when we were releasing them? Let me be clear. We will see to it that all of the Gitmo detainees will be tracked. They will be tracked carefully. They will be tracked as carefully as if they were still in Gitmo. Therefore, if they are not going to be tracked, we will not let them go. These were all the promises that we were made. But a Gitmo detainee has now escaped the surveillance that he was under. Now, he was allowed to go to Uruguay. Uruguay borders Brazil. Brazil is the host country for the Olympics. And here's the struggle, friend, and it's a genuine one. You have a real heartbreak if you tell Olympic athletes they can't go. But if I was a parent and the government knew that there was a legitimate security risk and they didn't tell us, you'd be looking at a lawsuit the size of Montana. I mean, it wouldn't even be nice. So what is the proper thing to do for the U.S. if Rio is in real trouble? A detainee possibly has come over the border. ISIS is targeting soft targets. Look at where they've chosen to hit in just the last 4 or 5 months. What do you do here? What would you do if you were the head of the Olympic team? The Olympic Committee for the United States. What would you do? What would be your game plan? 888-340-3373. Let's go to Spartanburg, South Carolina, listening on 92.9 FM, and speak with Ark. Hello, Ark.
Hey there.
Thanks for dialing us up. Kevin McCullough, good to meet you. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'd say that Sochi was bad enough, and so there's a lot of risk with Rio already as far as how well they're going to be organized. But I think your concerns about the security risks are very validated. I think that
doesn't that go through your head, Ark? If you hear that a city is like not having good financial terms, like even domestically traveling, I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to go visit Detroit in the next couple of years. They're in really tough shape, and you know what hurts is all the infrastructure, which includes law enforcement. So I bet crime goes up. I mean, that's what goes through my head.
Mm-hmm. And so with all the travel that's going to be there already, because I mean all the countries aren't going to stop, I think there's going to be high enough risk already. And so the only question is America willing to expose its athletes to the risk or not? And I think that if we are, it would be expensive, but we have to supply our own protection, and I don't think that's really feasible. And so I wouldn't be surprised if, or at least I would support a decision for America to pull out of the Olympics.
All right. That's a very reasoned response, Ark, and I appreciate the input. Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening. I think that's the way that normal people, reasonable people, would think. Now, he proposes, well, what if we go and do the security all on our own? Well, do you feel confident that we would be able to snuff out every sector of the city, that we would be able to put some sort of security plan in place that would prevent literally anything from penetrating? We'd have to have total, absolute control of the security for their entire country and start having it now. We'd have to start taking over everything that they do to cut off every passenger that comes in and look at every border crossing and everything else. And Brazil's a huge country. I think he's right. I think it's an almost impossible task. So does it break the hearts of our Olympians? It might. But would it be better for them to live and compete another day 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Some of you forget that we had some terrorism at the Olympics. Remember that? When it was on our shores. Remember the Atlanta Olympic bomber? Well, the guy we tried wasn't the guy that did it, but you know what I'm saying. We had the challenge there that was real. And how much more sophisticated has everything gotten since then? How much more sophisticated have terror groups gotten? How much more sophisticated have the average ne'er-do-well figured out how to make bombs and connect with other people online and do all kinds of self-educating and self-motivating? Friends, I don't have to look at the Atlanta Olympics. I just have to look at, you know, Paris of this year. And if Rio is fessing up now that they have significant challenges and that they may not be the healthiest city of all time when our kids go there, does it make sense for us to keep them there? To send them anyway, kind of regardless of the outcome? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373, especially if you're a fan of the Olympics. Like, this is going to be hard in my house because the lovely bride loves the Olympics. 888-340-3373. All three lines open. I got to think somebody in America has an opinion about this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Your thoughts, your calls, welcomed and taken now on Radio Night Live, coast to coast. You can also join the Facebook InstaChat when you jump on the Kevin McCullough Facebook feed, and I'll be answering some of those comments and replies in the next commercial break as well. Okay, we've also got a very interesting story coming up in the next hour, which deals with the idea of something the London mayor did. He said he was just trying to protect women. I want to know if you believe him. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, live from New York, live shot of an evening in Manhattan. It's just gorgeous today. It's really, really one of those splendid, beautiful, amazing New York nights. But wherever you're at, if you're in Orlando, Florida, Omaha, Nebraska, Little Rock, Arkansas, Dallas, Texas, the Biz TV network, the radio stations that carry it. We're so grateful that you're with us. Radio Night Live is the name of this broadcast. Kevin McCullough is my name, and my website is thebingethinker.com. The story that we're discussing has to do with the Olympics and very, very succinctly what we should do about it. If the Olympics are under actual grave threat, should we consider not going? A number of people in the chat bringing up the fact, you know, well, back in 1972, you know, you had the Israeli delegation that was terrorized and taken hostage. You had the Atlanta bombing at the Olympics. You've had other instances. This is just a natural gravitation of a soft target for genuine terrorists. I mean, it's like a no-brainer. Oh, we want to hit people. Let's hit them at the Olympics for sure. So if they're saying, if Rio, the city that's hosting it, is saying, hey, we're broke, and maybe this is a way they're just trying to, you know, get money out of the rest of the world. I don't know. Everybody's got to make a living, right? Maybe they're just, you know, faking and saying, hey, you know, people pony up some cash. But if they can't guarantee that they can secure their country and their city, I guess my thought is, what business do we even have going there? 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Christine, who's calling from AM 660 in Orlando. The Orlando answer. Hello, Christine. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Hi, nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, well, I thought you brought up some very interesting points, and, you know, I bet you a lot of people have never even thought about this, but, of course, there's no guarantees that they won't be a target for the terrorists, but my personal opinion is that they're not going to strike there, and the reason is because it would be too obvious, and people, and they tend to be mysterious and unpredictable in their hittings and their targets and their shootings, and so I think it would people would be expecting it, and so they wouldn't want to do that. They want to be more mysterious and unpredictable.
Well, you know, that's a legitimate point, Christine. However, South America tends to run very, I don't know, laissez-faire about most everything. And so I think that the bad guys will at least try to see what the potential for exploitation is, even if they would like to be. And then one of the classic signs of ISIS and Al-Qaeda is they like to do something mysterious to begin with. But they try to dump that out into the public eyesight pretty quickly because they want the secondary follow-up to be a huge cataclysmic public event. And so, you know, a place like the Olympics is a natural spawn for that. Christine, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Kevin McCullough coming back. Hour number two is straight ahead on.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For tickets and show-